The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, we have in our payroll here and off the ball a space nut. Well, in fairness, he's an anorak. And he's called Shane Hannan and he's all excited because I think it's in Florida. There's a special SpaceX landmark launch into the to connect up with the International Space Station. Shane, welcome. Why should I care?
Well, Ivan, look, my job in the next few minutes is to try and persuade you to care because you know I'm excited about this. This is something that is historic for many reasons, but it's the first privately funded spaceship to ever launch with human beings on board. So it's a massive deal. I mean, humans haven't landed on the moon since 1972, and it's the future of it is kind of commercial. So SpaceX and Boeing were pitted against each other by NASA, handed about $3 billion, $4 billion each to try and make this first privately manned spacecraft. SpaceX won the race, so they have built this spacecraft. It's called the Crew Dragon spacecraft. So tomorrow evening, well, around 8:22 p.m. Irish time, it will launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the very same launch pad, in fact, that the first astronauts flew to the moon on Apollo 11. It's a huge deal. First mission from U.S. soil as well, with astronauts on board since 2011. So they've been hitching a ride off the Russians for the last 9 years, paying $80 million per seat as well. So from a number of perspectives, this is fascinating. But from an Irish perspective as well, Ivan, it's huge because the Irish Coast Guard tweeting last night that there is a very slim chance now, albeit extremely slim, that the Irish Coast Guard will play a part in this because one of the abort stages would see the spacecraft come down the Atlantic Ocean around 500 kilometres off the coast of Ireland, off the west coast. So this is if they have an abort between something like 8.5 minutes and 8:45. So there's only a 15-second window. But the Coast Guard have said they are on standby to lead the search and rescue operations if indeed that does happen tomorrow evening. Fingers crossed it doesn't. But for many reasons, this is historic.
So we used to have Apollo this and Apollo that, and they were quite regular. But it's now some time since there was an American launch. And basically, who's paying for this then?
Yeah, well, Elon Musk, he's worth $36.5 billion, so I don't feel too sorry for him. But NASA gave him that money. NASA paid them $3.14 billion a few years ago to develop this. So it's been 6 years in the making. But, you know, they've got there in 2012. They became the first private company to dock a cargo capsule at the International Space Station. You'll remember, famously, a couple of years ago, he launched a Tesla Roadster into orbit with a dummy Starman in the seat as well. So he likes doing these little tricks. That was in February 2018. But NASA paid this money. They paid Boeing as well. But as I said, they won this race. But it's space travel as we have never seen it before. I mean, you might have seen photos of the spacesuits, the two astronauts, Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, who will launch tomorrow evening. Such futuristic-looking spacesuits. It's not like the orange jumpsuits that the shuttle astronauts used to wear 10, 15 years ago. Everything about this is fascinating. There's touchscreen devices for communication loops. It's a new era, new dawn of space travel. And you know, I guess when you have commercial people don't have the complaint of, you know, the government are using our taxpayer money.
And can you watch this launch online or somewhere?
Yeah, you can watch it on NASA TV. So it's free to air on NASA TV if you look it up on Google. But there are opportunities to see it with your own eyes as well, which is extraordinary from an Irish perspective.
Look up in the sky?
Yeah, you might have to go outside, Ivan, and look up and contemplate for a moment instead of talking
so
about
what,
politics
what time,
all day long.
No, what time will we see? Like, you can actually see the space station. Someone from Astrology Ireland was telling me, or Astronomy, or whatever they do.
Astrology. Definitely not Astrology. I don't know what your star sign is, Ivan, but it's, tonight, you can see the space station in Irish skies tonight. So obviously this launches tomorrow evening, but around 10:57 p.m. or so tonight, for 4 minutes, if you look at the western sky, it will travel towards the south. So it should be fairly clear at that time and fairly dark as well, getting dark. So there's also a good opportunity to see it tomorrow night. So the Dragon spacecraft itself, a couple of hours after launch, launches at 8:33 Irish time, at 10:13 p.m. Irish time in the southwest. You should see a faint star moving across the sky at a pretty decent pace. But the fact that there's two human beings on board, and three human beings on board the space station as is, so they'll join up on Sunday afternoon to make a crew of five, two Russians and three Americans. So it's extraordinary to be able to see this with your own eyes, knowing that they're orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles per hour, knowing that they're going, you know, at an altitude of 250 kilometres above the Earth. So I'm sure the view they have of planet Earth, and your own dear Wexford is quite extraordinary.
Indeed. Well, look, I really get your infectious enthusiasm for this. Shane Hannan.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan. Innovation that excites.